Can the desert tortoise be saved? Desert tortoises are in danger of disappearing forever. Here's how one scientist is using technology to save them. By Mackenzie Caro. It's a boiling summer afternoon in the Mojave Desert in California. The scorched landscape is eerily still. Most animals are hiding from the sun's blistering rays. But wait! A baby desert tortoise the size of a toy car is emerging from some shrubbery. It is inching its way across an open stretch of dirt when, bam, a raven swoops down. The bird plunges its beak into the tortoise's shell, then flies away with the poor creature in its mouth. This nightmarish scene plays out again and again in the Mojave Desert, where the once small raven population has exploded. Why are there so many ravens? Because of humans. Over the past 50 years, many people have moved to the Mojave Desert. They produce garbage, which ravens eat, and build fences and telephone poles, which ravens nest in. The garbage, fences, and telephone poles have attracted so many ravens to the Mojave that their population has grown as much as 700%. Now, the desert tortoise, a favorite raven snack, is in danger of disappearing forever. But there is one man determined to save the tortoise, wildlife biologist and conservationist Tim Shields. Superhero scientists. When it comes to saving our planet's most vulnerable creatures, conservationists like Shields face some big challenges. In Africa, poachers are slaying rhinos and elephants and illegally selling their horns and tusks. In Australia, an infectious disease threatens to wipe out Tasmanian devils. In Brazil, deforestation in the Amazon rainforest could lead to at least 38 types of animals dying out in the area within the next few decades. And of course, there are the ravens killing off tortoises in the Mojave Desert. Can any of this be stopped? 50 years ago, the answer would likely have been no. But now, conservationists have a new weapon in the fight to save endangered animals: technology. Technology has given conservationists superpowers, says John Hoekstra, former chief scientist at the World Wildlife Fund. We can do things now that we couldn't have dreamed about a generation ago. Today, conservationists are using drones to monitor and track poachers in Africa. They are hiding smartphones in the Amazon rainforest to catch people illegally cutting down trees. And they're working in laboratories to develop sophisticated drugs to treat sick Tasmanian devils. As for the baby tortoises, at Hardshell Labs, a company that Shields founded in 2014, scientists have developed an ingenious way to help them. Outsmarting the ravens. Hardshell's first defense against tortoise-killing ravens is to outsmart them. Shields' team created real-looking baby tortoise shells out of plastic and scattered them in the desert. When a raven approaches one of these decoys, tiny sensors inside the shell emit a bad-tasting but harmless spray. Shields believes that after pecking at enough icky plastic shells, the ravens will lose their taste for tortoises. The second method of defense is a remote-controlled rover. Equipped with a webcam and GPS, this vehicle roams around the Mojave Desert chasing off ravens. It can also be fitted with a laser that shines a bright green beam into the raven's eyes to further deter them. Shields and his team hope that eventually the ravens will give up on tortoises as a food source. They also hope to clear the ravens from large areas of the Mojave and create safe zones for baby tortoises to grow up. Once a tortoise reaches adulthood, it is safe from ravens because its shell has become too hard to crack. So far, Shields' efforts seem to be working. His team cleared one field of ravens in just 3 days, proving that technology can help us accomplish seemingly impossible feats. But technology on its own cannot save Earth's most threatened and endangered animals. People like Shields, who are willing to devote years to developing solutions, are necessary as well. Technology is a powerful tool, but it's up to us to figure out how to use it.